I'm your host, Brenda Nelson with Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. My guest today is Amy Webb. She's Assistant Vice President, Agency Manager, and Software Tech for Old Republic Title. Before joining the title industry, she served in the United States Navy. She now has been in the title industry for over 19 years, 15 with Old Republic. She graduated from the University of Phoenix with a degree in Associates of Arts Information Technology. First, I'd like to say thank you for your service, Amy, and let's give a warm welcome to Amy Webb. Hi, Amy. Thank you for joining me today.
Hi, Brenda. Thanks so much for having me.
So glad you could join us. Amy, as you know, on our show, we talk about mistakes that salespeople may make, and we discuss how they can overcome them. So today, we want to talk about trying to sell without customer knowledge. Can you talk a little bit about why having customer knowledge is so important?
Sure. If anyone knows me, I love sales, but not everybody loves sales and is not as passionate as I am. But I think one of the biggest mistakes you can make is not doing a little bit of homework first and finding out who you're actually going to try to persuade to be your new customer. So a good colleague of mine taught me, he was one of my mentors when I first started at Old Republic. He had said, you know, when you walk into an office, it could be any office, just take a look around in the lobby. Is there pictures of kids or sports or something hanging up that you can relate to? And I really took that and ran with it. I every time I walk into even a new place, I try to look around and see if I can relate to someone just to start a casual conversation to build that relationship right from the start.
Well, what's funny too is I think now walking into an office is a great thing. Also, looking at the About Us on their webpage, I mean, that can give you so much information. They give you the history of the company, who founded it, all of that information is important.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I mean, I started Old Republic a very long time ago, so technology, social media has changed so much. And you can really begin your homework before you even step foot in that office. You can look on Facebook. You can look on LinkedIn. There's a lot you can learn about someone just from those social media websites.
So have you ever made that mistake where you're trying to sell the customer without having any knowledge of them? And then if you did, what did you do about it?
I don't have one particular example that comes to mind. But I would say that I've caught myself rambling on and on about something that maybe wasn't so important to them. And you can kind of tell like halfway through the conversation, like, and their facial expressions change or they're just really bored with what you're saying. So I would say I don't remember one example, but I do realize and I become aware of maybe being the one asking the questions and saying, you know, what is important to you? What would make working with me, you know, your decision? Like, try to feel them out and what's important to them before just jumping to a conclusion and start rambling on about a topic they could maybe not even care less about.
Yeah, that's a good catch. That's good information, good advice. So bottom line me, what's the best way to recognize and manage a sales mistake when you do make one?
Bottom line is, I think be in the moment, be aware. Sometimes we get in such a routine with just talking, like we have this sales pitch and this is what we're going to say and this is what we're going to do. But I would say just be in the moment and really listen and dig deep on those questions. You know, if you get a one-line answer, ask a follow-up question. And try to just dig deeper into maybe what they really want and what they really need to succeed and partner with them. So I would say relate to them, build a foundation, something that you can connect with, and then really focus on trying to help them and their needs more so than just selling yourself to provide.
Well, Amy, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for your expertise. It was really enlightening. And thank you, listeners, for joining us in this discussion. Until next time, I'm Brenda Nelson, and together we can learn, grow, and prosper.